The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is now confirming reports that Hamza bin Laden, the son of the late Al-Qaeda terrorist leader, has been killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Several U.S. officials had suspected in early August that Hamza bin Laden was dead, based on intelligence reports and the fact that he had not been heard from in some time. Later that month, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told Fox News Channel it was his understanding that Hamza bin Laden was in fact dead. In February of this year, the U.S. government offered a $1 million reward for help tracking down Hamza bin Laden, and a month later, Saudi Arabia announced it had revoked his citizenship.
That is Ben Thomas reporting. The Northwest Bahamas bracing for newly formed tropical storm Umberto to hit two of its islands over the weekend, already battered by Dorian. That word comes even as a search continues for more than 1,000 people still missing. This is SRN News.
If you don't know it now, wake up and smell the coffee. We're in a culture war in America. This is left versus right, and the stakes are high. This radio station is deeply involved in the fray, and we know many of you are too. We want to find a few people who are true culture warriors, fighting the good fight and suffering the slings and arrows of public discontent because of it. Go to this station's website right now to nominate the Salem Culture Warrior of the Year. Time to honor a few great people. AM1280ThePatriot.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, intelligent radio, just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing. It's time to make talk radio great again. It's your Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg, coming up next. Here's your Twin Cities forecast from the Great Plains Windows and Doors Weather Center. Mostly sunny, high of 74. Into the evening, a slight chance of storms and a low of 62. Mitch Berg, coming up next, right here on The Patriot.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that is making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, this week as every week for almost 18 years now, shotinthedark.info. Your blog when it comes to Minnesota politics, current events, pop culture, history, music, and whatever it is up and down the waterfront I choose to cover, because sort of like that one kind of funky FM station, I do what I want. We are AM, however, the way radio was meant by God to be, and we're here carrying out that divine ordination every week. Myself, my friend Brad Carlson, who does the closer edition every Sunday from 1 to 3, and King Banyan, who is heard every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, the place to go for sanity on business and, in King's case, on economics. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast here. I will be here today, as always. Next week, I'll be in for Brad Carlson, I believe, both days next week. So I will finally get my wish to have 4 air hours over the weekend to cover all the news that needs to be covered. Because this week, as every week, there is so, so very much that needs to be covered. One of the things I love to hammer on is this idea that so much of our bureaucracy exists not to actually get anything done, not to create the services that ostensibly serve as public goods that your taxes ostensibly pay for. I mean, you pay for things via your taxes that are supposed to be goods, services, things that benefit the entire public. Everything from that B-2 bomber wending its way overseas to smite those who would carry out another 9/11, all the way down to the humble road being built or resurfaced in front of your house. Those are public goods, things that we pay taxes for to our government via, at least indirectly, our own consent to make our lives a little better, to make our republic a little stronger, to make our economy a little more economical. But government, to a great extent, especially the deeper depths of the swamp, exists not to provide public goods to you, the taxpayer, but to transfer wealth to members of the political class. And this is especially true in places dominated by single-party governments. And no place is that more true than metro areas like the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Like any moldy blue-dominated metroplex, the inner cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are single-party bureaucracies, not a whole lot different from East Berlin in 1974. And the corruption shows. More on that in the second hour today, by the way. By the way, I have to say, this is event season here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. We have so much coming up. It's just almost like, I used to say this every time we turn the corner into August, because there's always a ton of station events coming up in the summer, every summer. We got the state fair. We have all the events appertaining to the state fair. Every other year, we've got an election going on. Not this year. We're kind of off season for elections. But we've really starting just to get into the swing of things for election season next year. I mean, we're a year away and already things are at a fever pitch. It just keeps getting more and more so every year. And more news about those elections when we get going on the actual broadcast here today. But so much stuff coming up this next month or so, it's hard to know where to even start talking about it all. For starters, I'll kind of work my way up from the bottom here. 2 weeks from tonight, my band Elephant in the Room plays at the Stillwater Bowl and Stillwater Lanes and Lounge. Stillwater Bowl and Lounge. Anyway, it's the bowling alley in Stillwater. Now, you're thinking, Mitch, your band's playing a bowling alley in Stillwater? I mean, things got to be getting kind of rough for you guys. No, it's actually a great room. We had a blast playing there last April. We're going to be playing there again 2 weeks from tonight, and we'd love to have you come out. We're going to be shooting some video. We're going to be updating our demo tape. We're going to be updating our photos. We'd love to have people out there. By the way, nice thing about it, it's a great room, great staff out there. We have a blast playing out there. They seem to like us. We definitely like them. And one of the cool things about the Stillwater Lounge and Lanes is it's far enough out where you're paying kind of, how do we put this, edge of the metro prices for drinks and food. If you are used to paying Twin Cities drinks and food prices at hospitality places, it'll be a welcome respite on the budget if you catch my drift. So hope to see you out there for that. My band Elephant in the Room, 2 weeks from tonight. Okay, you say, what could be better than that? Because you said you're working your way up from the bottom in terms of overall importance and priority. Oh, stay with me, folks. We're going to be working our way up from there. Let's see, what else do we have coming up here? We have, the big event coming up here. A week from this coming Tuesday, Michelle Malkin. It's going to be here at the Ames Center. We, being Brad Carlson and I, and of course, former co-host Ed Morrissey, also joining us, will be out at the Ames Center a week from this coming Tuesday night for the Michelle Malkin appearing. And this is going to be great. We have tickets left. Now, a lot of the elite VIP tickets are getting pretty tight. But you go to am12athepatriot.com, you can get on. This is going to be Michelle Malkin. If you've never heard Michelle Malkin, never seen her, what rock have you been under? She's everywhere. She's a regular on Fox News. She founded the Twitchy. Before that, she founded Hot Air. She is a one-woman media empire, and she is amazing. If you've never seen her, you owe it to yourself. And the subject could not be in more important. She's plugging her new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. It's about the illegal immigration plague that is threatening to rend the very fabric of this country in so many ways. And by the way, before you say, all right, she hates immigrants, shut up. She is an immigrant. She's from the Philippines. She's all about, like almost all of us conservatives, we are all about the legal immigrant. And by the way, as I've said throughout the history of this show, I personally favor a high wall, figuratively and perhaps literally along the border, and a wide, well-lit gate. Yes, we are a nation of immigrants. Yes, immigrants some frequently make the best Americans. There's a case to be made that immigrants played a disproportionate role in winning every war this nation has won because they are fighting for something they believe in even more than all of us natives. But the illegal immigration situation is a whole nother thing. Well, you'd never know that by reading the Star Tribune or listening to Minnesota Public Radio. Anyway, Michelle Malkin, coming up a week from Tuesday, we have some special events coming up around and related to that as well. So get your tickets. The Ames Center, Tuesday night, the 24th, a week from Tuesday. Tickets start at $12.80. They work their way all the way up through the elite VIP tickets down in the front row with a free copy of the book and a photo op with Michelle Malkin. Oh, yeah. So be there. We want to see you there for that. This is going to be the event of the fall. Perhaps the best event you will see all year. Although we always come up with new, better events here. But Michelle Malkin's amazing. I've had the great pleasure of interviewing her a couple times, including once at CPAC, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Got to sit next to her. It was one of the best interviews we've ever had on the Northern Alliance. I mean, it's like interviewing Jason Lewis. There's no way not to have a great time doing it. It's just a matter of staying in control of the interview. Anyway, that's coming up. Finally, and I say this not because it's the most important, but rather because it is tonight, we've talked with various members of the new House Republican Caucus, the sort of breakaway sub-caucus of the Minnesota House GOP caucus in the Minnesota House. The guys Steve Draskowski, Cal Barr, Tim Miller, and Jeremy Munson, they're good, solid, hardcore conservatives. They wanted to make sure that that message was getting heard loud and clear, even louder and clearer than the House Republican Caucus does it. And so I'll be doing a fundraiser for them tonight over at Poor Richard's. It's Crooning for Cash. It's a karaoke party at Poor Richard's in Bloomington. It's over at Highway 494 and 100, just southeast of that intersection. Just come on down. It starts at 7, goes till 9, 10, goes till we're done. Anyway, I'll be emceeing. I'll probably also be singing, as will Cal, Tim, Steve, Jeremy. And basically, you can bid to have your favorite legislators doing some singing, and you can get a song yourself in as well. Of course, Poor Richard's always a great place to hang out on a Saturday night, so hope to see you down there as well. I'm also told I'm going to be singing a duet. Oh, what could possibly go wrong there? Me singing a duet. That's I have the harmony skills of Joe Strummer. So this should be interesting, but I would love to have you stop by for that and support A, me, B, your various friends who will be there, C, the new House Republican Caucus. All of these people need your help as we head into what is going to be a knockdown, drag-out rhubarb of an election season. All of that coming up here. So, wow, I'm 10 minutes into the show and I'm still into the opening announcements here. I got to squeeze in a monologue in the next minute and 30 seconds. Anyway, one of the things that I have been telling you ever since the night of the midterms hardly seems possible that midterms haven't even been a year. I mean, it was last November, 6th? First Tuesday in November. We broadcast from the Radisson Blue at the Mall of America. And we sat through what was kind of a long, difficult night. Every bit as long and difficult as election night 2016 was exhilarating and shocking in a fun way. But as I said that night, even as bad as things got to looking, not just nationwide, but here in Minnesota, as the House flipped back to the DFL and Tim Walz beat out the far superior Republican candidate, Jeff Johnson, for governor in the last election, I said, be of good cheer, conservatives, because if there's one thing you can count on Democrats to do, it's to overreach for all they're worth. A progressive around power is like a stage four alcoholic around happy hour. There's no moderation. Moderation is not a concept known to them. And I've been doing a segment or so on this pretty much every show for the last, I don't know, almost a year now, it feels like. And today's going to be no difference. But in fact, we started to see, A, the fact that it is reaching sort of a snowball rolling downhill level of extremism, and B, it's starting to take a toll on the Democrats, both individually and in the numbers. 651-289-4488, the number to call. You can join me on hashtag NarnShow on Twitter. Do it. See you in a moment. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Control. Girl, I want you here with me, but I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a red under my bed, and there's a little yellow man in my head, and there's a true blue inside of me that keeps stopping me, touching you, wanting you, loving you. Paranoia, the destroyer.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that. But you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com, connecting you with new customers.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-500-5588. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Unless we get a little crazy.
No, AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call, should you care to join me. Michelle Malkin tickets available at am1280thepatriot.com. I can't stress this enough. We want to pack the place. This is a message that does need to get out. Okay, more on that in a moment here. So we talked before the break about how Democrats just cannot resist the notion of overreach. And when they overreach, They frequently let slip, A, their prejudices. B, in the case of the progressives, their complete, not just hypocrisy, but craven upsucking to their own populist urges. I mean, if I've ever criticized Donald Trump for anything, it's the fact that he is a populist, not a conservative. He, like all populists, he reacts to something the populi, the people, want. And he did it quite successfully, beyond, I think, most people's wildest imaginations, mine certainly. And if there's anything that progressives don't need any more education on, is how to do exactly that, at least for their base, at least in service of their own primary goal, which is to get power. One of the people who has been, I was going to say adept at it, but of course he's not successful so far. I mean, he's failed running for the United States Senate. He's a former congressman from a left-leaning precinct, left-leaning district in Texas, I should say, is Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's Irish. He's named Robert Francis, more or less after Bobby Kennedy, because, like progressives do, they like to sniff and yap about the legacy of the Kennedy family. But he realized that in his area of Texas, acting Irish was less advantageous than pretending to be Latino. And so he took on the nickname Beto, which is a Latino nickname, short for Robert, apparently. It's not part of my own heritage. I'm going by what I've heard here. But he's been trying to pass himself off as Latino in much the same way and with much the same mechanism as Elizabeth Warren tries to pass herself off as Native American. And like Pocahontas, like Dances with Facts, like hunts at Whole Foods, Senator Warren, former Representative O'Rourke, and sometimes presidential candidate Representative O'Rourke, whose full name, by the way, as far as this show is concerned, is Beto, quote, "No, I'm not the mayor of South Bend. That's the other guy dishing out the Hopi changey," end quote, O'Rourke, is racing hard to the left to try to get noticed. And his aspect of his race this past week was a tweet saying, in as many words, and I quote, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. This is a tweet that he tweeted this past week. Now, he has tried to distinguish himself from the pack currently in the running for the Democrat nomination by trying to come out as the most staunchly anti-gun candidate. And that takes some doing. You have to sprint hard and climb over a lot of bodies of other Democrats, figuratively speaking, to win that title. Now, Eric Swalwell, who spoke openly of using nuclear weapons on law-abiding citizens who own guns, is out of the race. He was the first to leave. There are those in the media who said his only purpose in the race was to insult Joe Biden. That may be, but his other purpose in the race was to normalize the idea of othering gun owners. It's kind of his thing. It's what he does. And with Eric Swalwell long out of the race and gone back to his misbegotten district in California, Beto O'Rourke is trying to basically puff up his badly flagging candidacy by coming out as the most rabidly anti-gun of a rabidly anti-gun field of candidates. And by the way, you know you're talking rabid anti-gunners when the two voices of relative reason, the two of the 10 remaining in the debates who aren't, well, two of the three, the Tulsi Gabbard isn't trying to flog guns too hard in her campaign. She's almost appearing like the moderate, and it's costing her dearly in the race. But the other two that are coming across as almost moderate, almost, well, I was going to say sane, but coming across with some regard for, at least some tangential regard for the Constitution, our front runner Joe Biden, who, if you recall, during the Obama years, wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire with the intellectual tautness of his case on the Second Amendment. He was the guy who said, all you need is a double-barrel shotgun. Bust off a couple shots into the air and the burglars will run away. To be replaced by cops taking you in for a reckless discharge of a firearm. You don't go to Joe Biden for self-defense training. Let's just put it that way. And the other person who, on the one hand, superficially sounds like she might have some common sense on the issue, and in another sense may be the worst of the lot, was Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, who I was surprised to hear is still in the race. You could have fooled me. I had no idea. But she's apparently still on the debate podium. And she came out in an interview last week saying something to the effect of, all of this gun talk is scaring people unnecessarily. I mean, we don't want Uncle Bob to think that he can't have his gun in his deer stand. Which, on the one hand, indicates that she may not have completely gone off the dock into Loony Lake on the issue, as with so many others. And yet, in some ways, is almost worse in her own way than Beto O'Rourke and Kamala Harris and what's her face? Oh, Pocahontas, Dances with Facts. Because the Second Amendment is not, has never been about hunting. They could ban hunting tomorrow, and the ban would not be struck down on Second Amendment grounds. Let's put it that way. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. And the fact that Amy Klobuchar is putting out there as it is toxic. It is a way to try and deflect away from what is, in fact, the mainstream Democrat Party's primary goal when it comes to guns. They may not be talking about it openly. They may not be, well, they haven't been talking about it openly until this presidential campaign. But rest assured, it is the long-term goal to disarm you. They, not to save lives, not to prevent mass shootings. Hey, they don't care. Dead black people in the streets of Chicago are worth more to them bleeding than they are to them whole. And mass shootings? Campaign gold for the Democrats. If we found a way to end mass shootings tomorrow, they'd have to find another crisis to not waste. Anyway, Amy Klobuchar, in some ways, almost worse, because she is the one trying to lull the law-abiding gun owner, perhaps maybe more into hunting than self-defense or the real notion of what the Second Amendment is for, to preserve our freedom, to serve as the last backstop for our other freedoms. In some ways, what Amy Klobuchar said is more dangerous than what Eric Swalwell or Pocahontas or Beto, I'm not the mayor of South Bend, O'Rourke is saying. And yet, what Beto O'Rourke said was bad enough. His line, once again, and I'll quote him here, "Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, said the former Texas congressman via Twitter. A Texas state lawmaker responded, a fellow named Briscoe Kane, a Republican serving the Texas House representative, he's a state representative, responded with a tweet that said, "My AR-15 is ready for you, Robert Francis." Now, O'Rourke, being a weasel whose mentality has advanced precious little since junior high school, posted a screen grab of Kane's message on his Twitter feed. "You're a child, Robert Francis," Kane replied. Beto O'Rourke responded with a tweet saying, the tweet was words to the effect of, "This is a death threat, Representative. Clearly you shouldn't own an AR-15, and neither should anyone else." Now, I'm going to break down not only why Beto O'Rourke is a sniveling coward for acting as he has in regards to this message, but why, in fact, logically and historically, he's completely talking down his sleeve. Feel free to respond. By the way, if you disagree with me, you get on first. 651-289-4488, the number to call. You can also join me on Narn Show, hashtag Narn Show on Twitter. Either way, just join me. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-918-7169. 800-918-7169. That's 800-918-7169.
Do you want to get rid of your expensive landline, save money, but keep your important home telephone number? Then OurOldNumber.com has the perfect solution. OurOldNumber.com allows you to keep your home phone number and cancel that expensive landline connection. With OurOldNumber.com, calls from family and friends to your home phone number are answered by a personal greeting from you. The caller selects which family member they want to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded to that family member's cell phone. Your important home phone number is still your number. It's still in directory assistance, and no matter where you happen to be, you'll never miss a call. There's no equipment to buy. There's nothing to install. There are no long-term contracts, and it's only $9.99 per month. Best of all, OurOldNumber.com eliminates those annoying sales calls. Now, your home telephone number can be as mobile as you and your family are with OurOldNumber.com. Visit OurOldNumber.com to learn more and get started today. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot. And I'd like to remind you to spend your money wisely and use our loyal marketing partners here at this great station. Many of our clients are local businesses who live, work, and play right here in the Twin Cities. And their success in business is our success. For a list of our loyal marketing partners, go to am1280thepatriot.com or call us at 651-405-8800. We thank you for listening and supporting our partners.
American pressure, spray it, don't say it.
Your pressure washer needs the right accessories. Those are the tools you use to get your job done. We are proud to offer Minnesota-made products like the Aqua Rocket Rotating Nozzle and Hydroflex's line of hydro-excavating tools, including their Switchblade and their legendary Ripsaw Nozzle. All quality and all made in Minnesota. Call us today at 763-521-4442.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, thinking about
Michelle
Malkin.
Bell, these are words.
Just be thinking about this as we head up towards the 24th.
My Michelle
Malkin going to be showing up at the Ames Center Tuesday the 24th. Yeah, Ed Morris, he'll be emceeing, but it's going to be a great time anyway. Chaos on the left, how it could affect the upcoming elections. We got general balcony seating starting just 1280. However, there's elite VIP tickets who get a chance to meet Michelle and get a photo op. Elite VIPs also get front row seating and a copy of her book, which is called Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction, which will have you saying one of millions doing the same thing. Millions of followers online but you get to meet her in person. On the 24th, a week from Tuesday, you need to go to am12athepatriot.com for tickets and details. By the way, this event means enough to the folks at Serenity Home Interiors that they are sponsoring it. They and you will be saying,
I love you,
as you walk out of the event, Tuesday the 24th, 651-289-4488. Can't possibly stress this enough. Get your tickets, am12athepatriot.com. There are some elite VIPs left. The next level down, I think there's a few more left. We have a few of the floor seating seats. I think those are 20, 25, something like that. A bargain. And, of course, balcony seating, 1280. There's still some of those left as well. There's still tickets left in every class, but these are going to go fast. And the Ames Center, when it fills up, there's no place to expand to. It's a big venue, beautiful venue. I'm looking forward to being there. We had one other, I think, a Michael Medved show out there a few years ago. And, of course, I was there last year to see Little Stephen, the Disciples of Soul. So it's a great venue, and you're going to want to be there. And, of course, Michelle Malkin. I mean, can I say more? Of course I can. We're going to be saying a lot more for the next 2 weeks. We want to make sure everyone gets there. This is going to be a great, 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 great show. Anyway, 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me. And I'm also on Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. Roxanne from St. Paul asks if we can talk about who Biden's running mate's going to be. He says he wants a female or someone, quote, of color, end quote. Basically put him on notice they will have to support him in his positions unreservedly forever and ever. Amen. Well, a president has the right to do that with their vice president, although certainly there have been running teams in the tops of the ticket in history that have not agreed fluently on everything, not starting with Ronald Reagan and George Bush, who frequently clashed on issues. But who wants to be Joe Biden's running mate? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it doesn't matter because Joe Biden's not going to win the nomination. Or if he does, people will be working hard to get off the ticket. Joe Biden is, I mean, he's the front runner. He is the front runner, but he does not represent the zeitgeist of the progressive activists that have driven the Democrat Party to the left of Joe Biden. This is a Democrat Party where the activists, not necessarily your run-of-the-mill East Side St. Paul blue-collar former union voter, may necessarily be the primary voice of the party, but the progressives, the people who turn out for Alondra Cano and shop at Whole Foods, drive his and hers Subarus, and have their poli-sci degrees from McAllister or St. Olaf, they're the ones these days who think Barack Obama is too far to the center. Barack Obama is having to defend his legacy against the party's hard left, which has become the party's mainstream. And so I'm going to say, Roxanne from St. Paul, that the idea that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee is a stretch. Now, Roxanne from St. Paul goes on to say he wants Booker, but he ought to take Kamala Harris. It's possible. I think Kamala Harris is potentially a flashy choice. I think she's also left lots of weaknesses to work with. I mean, her role as a prosecutor, a prosecutor who is entirely toxic to the African-American community, despite the fact that she's trying to wrap them around her now, is going to be an Oppo researcher's dream at any rate. Tulsi Gabbard, again, potentially a good choice, but I think Tulsi Gabbard is probably worth more to the Democratic Party in Hawaii than on what is likely to be an abortive ticket running in 2020 here. But who knows? I've been wrong before, not least of which about Donald Trump. So we're talking about Beto. No, I'm not the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, O'Rourke, who is engaged right now in the great Democratic, what has become the great Democrat progressive campaign tactic and tradition of the modern era, actively looking to be seen as the one dishing the most hopey changey to the most people eating it up and not doing well at it, which is why he's been trying to make a splash as an anti-gunner this week, doing it for, by the way, the same reason that Tim Walz did it after the 2016 election, trying to appear to be the most progressive to a Democrat mainstream that has lurched so hard to the left that, well, Donald Trump got elected president. That's really what it amounts to. The Democrat mainstream has pushed so hard to the left that outside of the moldiest blue centers of the United States, it is not especially popular. It's not. In fact, the polling came out this past week. And it was amazing to see. This is a Pew study that came out this past week saying most Americans now have an unfavorable view of the Democratic Party, a complete flip from 2 years ago. Now, it's completely normal for the opposition party, the party that lost the presidency, to have a big surge in popularity midway through the first term. It is the norm for the party holding the presidency to lose seats in the first midterm. Ronald Reagan lost seats in the first midterm in 1982, I believe. Bill Clinton certainly got crushed in the first midterm of his presidency. Well, more of that. Of course, Donald Trump had a very, very bad midterm. But the blue wave in 2018 was undeniable. Democrats gained 41 seats, and that's not chicken feed. They lost two in the Senate. They should have lost half a dozen. The map was famously unfavorable to them this last election. But with the presidential race back in the spotlight, Democrat Party's approval numbers have been getting gunned down faster than Beto O'Rourke's electoral strategy. A column in the New York Times this past week cited a Pew Research Center survey which found Americans currently hold an unfavorable view of the Democrat Party. According to the poll, 45% of Americans have a favorable view of the Democrats, compared with 52% hold an unfavorable view. Now, those numbers mirror the GOP precisely. GOP also stands at 45-52 in those metrics. Last September, ahead of the 2018 midterms, the numbers were completely different. 53% of Americans had a favorable view of the Democrats prior to the election, compared to 42% who had an unfavorable opinion. Republicans, meantime, 43% favorable, 50% unfavorable. They have flipped, literally, mirror images of themselves from just 1 year ago. Will those numbers make any difference to the ballot box? We don't know. It's a year away. 14 months out. Yeah, 14 and a half months out yet. We don't know yet. But if you're a Democrat, it's ominous. And I think the Democrats are starting to realize this. The polling isn't going well for them. I mean, you've got Democrats out there now who are saying, there was an editorial that appeared in USA Today this past week, in which a Democrat operative said, Democrats, just shut up. You're handing this election to Donald Trump. And I think they've got a point. There's the good news. The Democrat overreach, as I have been predicting since the night of the midterms, is nauseating swing voters. Will that, what is the term, nauseation carry forward into the election next year? We don't know. We know the media will be doing full-time damage control for the Democrats for the next year. That's a given. That's not going to stop the Democrats from overreaching. In fact, the evidence is all around us. By the way, back to Beto, I'm not the mayor of South Bend, O'Rourke. He told the Representative Kane, the Texas state legislature, this is a death threat via Twitter. After saying, we're going to come and get your AR-15s, the representative from Texas, perhaps ill-advisedly, Representative Keynes said, perhaps somewhat ill-advisedly, my AR-15 is ready for you, Beto. Robert Francis. Beto O'Rourke responds like a whiny little snitch. This is a death threat, Representative. Clearly you shouldn't own an AR-15 and neither should anyone else. I just want to break down exactly what happened here. What Beto O'Rourke said was, once you get past his rhetoric, I'm going to send people with guns to seize your legally owned property and the right to own it. I mean, he's phrased it in the form of a mandatory buyback. And by the way, a mandatory buyback isn't a buyback. It's a seizure with some compensation. And then the citizen said, oh, no, you're not. And O'Rourke followed up with, Mom, someone's threatening me. That's really it. 651-289-4488, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280. The Patriot. It's narcissism in action. We'll be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Is your water softener slacking off? Are you lugging more bags of salt, yet your water just doesn't feel soft? Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing now for a water softener efficiency checkup. For just $33, Benjamin Franklin will give you peace of mind to make sure it's performing correctly. If it's beyond repair, you'll save $200 on Benjamin Franklin's installation of a new water softener. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today. Ben Franklin, the punctual plumber, and your water softener experts.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
In Minnesota, you can take 10,000 different routes to adventure. One path leads you to bluff country biking and world-class hiking trails. Head in a different direction and explore modern art and a historic brewery. Navigate by boat to a lakeside restaurant or cruise downriver with friends on a paddleboard. No matter which route you take, from star-studded concerts to camping under the stars, you're destined to find your true north, only in Minnesota. Visit exploreminnesota.com.
Immigration reform and the border crisis, a common topic around water coolers and dinner tables. Pick up new talking points and expert insight on Tuesday the 24th at An Evening with Michelle Malkin. Tickets are on sale now, but elite VIP tickets are in short supply and are the only way to get a photo and meet and greet with Michelle. So get yours before they're gone at am1280thepatriot.com.
This event is supported by Serenity Home Interiors.
When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, ignorance is not bliss. You only want to have to do it once, and you don't want to make a mistake. Great Plains Windows and Doors has been helping homeowners all over the Twin Cities with their replacement needs, utilizing the entire line of Anderson Core product, including the most popular 400 series, which contractors trust the most, and they're made right here in Minnesota. Now that sounds like bliss. For a truly remarkable experience, contact Great Plains Windows and Doors at greatplainswindows.com.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Join me. All right, so events are piling up here. We've got a week from Tuesday night, Michelle Malkin. Tickets available at am1280thepatriot.com. 2 weeks from tonight, of course, my band Elephant in the Room playing out at the Stillwater Bowl and Lounge out in Stillwater. Great room. We've been there before. We're having a ball playing out there this 2 weeks from tonight. And, of course, tonight out at Poor Richard's in Bloomington, a fundraiser for the new House Republican Caucus, crooning for cash. I will be emceeing along with a cast of stars of the legislature and the karaoke scene. With us to discuss the event, Representative Cal Barr joins us, occasional State representative from the far north suburbs and occasional karaoke star. Cal, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me, Mitch. For a minute there, I thought you were going with the occasional legislator.
That's right. Because you could probably make a career as an occasional guest singer here as well, Cal Barr. You've popped up on stage with Elephant in the Room a time or two. Had a lot of fun with that two or three times now. And of course, this is a follow-on to an event we did. Seems like a long time ago. It was only like a year ago we did the first crooning for cash up at one of those John Tapper bars up in Oak Grove last year. That was a lot of fun. This is a slightly different event. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at Poor Richard's tonight, Cal Barr.
So we're the four members of the House Republican new House Republican Caucus will be down at New Richard's. We've each selected three songs that we will sing for cash. And we don't know what each other is doing. I know what my three are. We all turned them into a third party just to make sure that there was no duplications.
Okay.
So we have 12. Anybody who shows up will have 12 different choices, and they know one of the four of us will sing one of their 12 songs. And you buy chips and bid on which song you want to hear, and every half hour, whenever one has the highest bid, that one will be selected. And of course, if it's a 4-hour event and there's only every half hour, that's 8. So there'll be 4 left on the table.
Huh.
So, you know, you get to the end of the night and your song hasn't come up and you really want to hear it. You might want to, you know, throw a couple extra chips into something you really want to hear at the end of the night. And then just as a little bonus, the four of us are going to be singing a parody song from a satellite radio show host. I don't know if you want me to mention him or not, but
well, if they pay us for a promo, I'd be perfectly happy. No, but carry on.
So there's a parody song that has a political bend to it that the
Excellent.
Four of us will be singing together sometime this evening just as a bonus.
Sweet. So one of the highlights we cannot look forward to is Nick Zerwa singing Baby Shark, but is one of the possibilities. Yeah, I know. That was one of many highlights of the night. Yeah. And of course, who knew that Peggy Scott and Michelle Benson could sing the Chrome off a Trailer Hitch? They were both amazing, but that ain't going to happen tonight either that we know of. Oh, who knows who shows up? But is any truth to the rumor that we're going to have Draskowski singing I Will Survive?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
I don't know.
That
that's
Draskowski
right.
Draskowski has 3 songs turned in.
Three songs. So do you know what your 3 songs are? And can you probably can't reveal that because the rest of the caucus is listening and let it slip. Now, is it possible if someone really, really wants to hear, say, Munson singing It's Raining Men, if they like came in and dropped a stack of Jacksons on the event here? I mean, is anything possible here? What are we working
with?
Well,
there's open mic time. So, you know, you drop enough coins on there and you might be able to talk Jeremy into singing It's Raining Men. You can always ask. There's open mic time. All the rest of it's open mic. So.
And as that great political theorist Wayne Gretzky once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. It's open mic night. I will be there. I'll be emceeing again tonight. So that was a lot of fun last year. I'm looking forward to that again here. I'm told that I'm being dragooned into doing a duet here, which should be interesting because I've got about all the musical chops of... Well, Representative Zerwas, quite frankly. So this should be interesting.
So if we can drag the MC into singing a duet, you never know. You might get Munson up singing a duet with It's Raining Men. You
all right.
Never know.
That's right. This
you can always
fun.
Ask.
So the details right now. Again, this is a benefit for the new House Republican Caucus. This is going to be tell us the when, where, why, and how, Cal Barr.
I'm sorry.
Where are we going to be at here tonight?
Oh, are going to be at Poor Richard's in Bloomington. So if anybody's not familiar with the area, it's Highway 100, one first traffic light south of 494. Take a left, and it's on the corner, so it's really easy access. And it's 7 till 11 p.m. this evening. And then it's open bar and just regular whatever they've got for sale there for food, which actually the food's pretty good down there. So come down, have dinner, and have a couple of cocktails with the guys and gals, and we'll all have a good time tonight.
The food is excellent there. I've been there a time or two over the years. It's wonderful. It's a great venue. A little less of a hall than the one up in Oak Grove. I forget the name, but the one up in Oak Grove, which it was kind of fun.
Room only.
Yeah, that's right. The SRO, which I loved. It was interesting to go there. I looked familiar as I pulled up to it when we were doing the show there a year ago. And then I remembered as I got inside, it had been on Bar Rescue.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was one of the bars that had told John Tapper to go stuff himself and kicked him out. They didn't want to turn into a hipster Brooklyn cocktail bar. And having gotten to the location, I could kind of see their point. Isn't exactly hipster Brooklyn cocktail country.
No, it's not. It's just a good dive bar. And the food's pretty good there, too.
The food was fantastic. That was last year. Of course, Poor Richards, another whole story. Down in 494 and 100. I've been there many times. Used to work right around the corner from there. One of my favorite watering holes in that part of the Southwest Metro. Do hope to see you there. It's for a great cause, supporting the new House Republican caucus, which just briefly, for those who haven't been following the legislature, just a quick 411 on the new House caucus, Cal Barr.
Well, the latest 411 would be that all four of us were awarded from the American Conservative Union Foundation with their top award for conservative voting record this last session. We just received those Wednesday night this week, every member of the caucus. So, I guess you could say it's the conservative wing of the Republican Party in the legislature.
Absolutely. Pulling the party to the right is exactly what we need. Cal Barr, I will see you tonight along with Steve, Tim, and Jeremy. I will be trying to instigate all the trouble I can in terms of requests. We'll see if we can't get you out there doing some George Michael as well here. This should be fun stuff. Or maybe that's AC/DC, one of the two. We'll make something happen here, Cal Barr.
Yes, we will. I'm always up for fun.
Absolutely. Cal Barr, I will see you in the rest of the caucus tonight. Hope to see the entire audience out there as well. Cal Barr, representative from the far north burbs. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks, Mitch.
Absolutely. Cal Barr will be one of the members of the new House Republican Caucus I will be emceeing with tonight. Once more time at Poor Richards down in West Bloomington. Again, just south of 494, just east of 100 at the first stoplight south. It's kind of a tangle down there, but you'll see the signs. You'll get there. It'll be a great time. 7 till 11 tonight. I will be, it'll be just like back when I worked as a nightclub DJ, the 4-hour night. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you then. When we come back, Minnesota corruption style. When we return, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Be right back.
If you have cracked teeth, missing teeth, or old, wobbly dentures, you've probably thought about getting dental implants. But when you checked around, you discovered that many places charge a lot of money. $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a tooth. Well, it's time for you to check out ImplantMiracle.com, the local dental office where top-quality, long-lasting dental implants cost as low as $2,499 a tooth, including the implant abutment and crown, plus your consultation with the dentist. Dentist is free. Standard x-rays are free, and we offer very convenient financing. Why do we call it Implant Miracle? Because with implants as low as $24.99 and other places charging so much more, some people say that being able to get affordable dental implants is a miracle. For more information on how you can save money on dental implants and get a beautiful new smile that you can actually afford, see our website, implantmiracle.com. That's implantmiracle.com.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVR, cleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kloharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
AM 1280.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.